trenutno sa Bogom Ravom. Pamet da sa Loha, gdje smo nešto u sedmom skulu, isto pridu vaše sobe i plotor. Da mi gomar se dao mašini kajne. Rašite, skoj se pojede, a to ste za ludu more than the regular dinu šini kajne. Regular dinu šini kajne, ljudi je nam se return da kajne sveći, i zelo se return da dobim. I you don't need an after return to dumb, and why don't you have to return to dumb? The crashing, it's the aim coming up as we look at the day, which is in the fan who is saying, but it's a moment of shame on COVID. This rash didn't make up the idea of what we're doing, so I'm going to get to the statement of Mazik, but I come out of food of father, moment of shame on COVID. We left off yesterday, and we're going to be shown one of the parameters of moment of shame on COVID. What does that phrase mean? Tyson and Rana are two very, very different takes on that phrase, Mamash and Latoyman. But the Tyson says, Mamash and Latoyman just means that you really chive, just we can't do anything about it, so they can't enforce it. But Kapishmai Gali, you really chive, Mamash and Latoyman, Tisti Shmai, you really chive. But the Rana says, Mamash and Latoyman, Mamash and Latoyman means that the very nature of the Chiyuv of Matas Kund is not a Mamash and Latoyman. Basically, it's going to have to Chiyuv, it's basically just the scene of Yama. And once the object is settled on here, there's no Chiyuv to use that, the fate of Dom, so not even going to say, Shmai, what you say. That's what we left off yesterday before you say to the Ram, what the nature of that phrase, what we should have said to this. So Chayra, it behooves us, since we are learning Baba Kama, we are learning the Gemara, we are trying to learn the Gemara, to learn the Rashi. So if Rashi is telling us that the Pshat of this din, of the Lipid Litnolash, it's so big for us, and that phrase in the Gemara, it's Mishnah, it's called as the Gemara, Baba Kama, it's a Gemara, but Aleph, the word Potter is based on the principle of Mamash and Latavim. So we should really stop and ask ourselves, well, how did Rashi understand that phrase? Do we have any gilui from Rashi? Do we have any implications from Rashi himself? We hear in other places how Rashi burnt Pshat in this phrase, Mamash and Latavim. So after all, Mamash and Latavim is the background, is the source for this din of Lohistim, which is something important. Shini Kain is not enough. Shini Kain just means you don't forbid the object. The fact we don't forbid the dumb is based on Mamash and Latavim. So what would Rashi say? Is Rashi on Tyson's side, or is Rashi from the Ram's camp with his understanding of Mamash and Latoyvin? So Lichora, even though Rashi doesn't spell out explicitly how he learns Pshat either here or the Zemes Kulin, we could put together some piece of a puzzle, perhaps we can infer on our own, what exactly Shita's Rashi really is all about. So half of the picture of the puzzle comes from the continuation of the Rashi. Rashi says, when I take your mouthful, just look at what Rashi says. If you don't know the Shah, then you clean up the deal of the din, jump on the locker at the end. That's what we learned yesterday. Rashi says, in contrary, Abel Kodim Shetzavo, Misha Chotfa Yzochavo. In contrast to before, what did it be before I was today as a wolf? It's like this operation again to have a wolf, and I haven't had around to give me the turn yet. And the turn comes and grabs it. So comes Rashi and makes a tremendous finish of his statement. We'll see later on, hopefully we'll share it later today, maybe on Sunday, that other Rishon can agree with this one in Rashi. But Rashi learns that a Kayin has the ability, whether he should be doing it or not is a different story, but in pure opinion moments, the Kayin has the ability to be tight-faced, not niskuna, and if he's tight-faced, not niskuna, the tefisa is going to work. So Chepil is not supposed to be happening that way. The Torah says, in Nosan Rakayin, Island, Israel has a called and I'm not you have the right to choose which kind you want to give it to. The push comes to shove, the claim takes the initiative and he grabs it, so then Tisa is going to work. So comes Rashi and says that did work and not this Kuna. This is true, Kodum Shetzavoy. So the Acha Shetzavoy, so even Tisa will not work. So Rashi is adding something to the Sugi. Rashi is saying that there's a very big difference between Reishis HaGez prior to being died and Reishis HaGez after it's being died. Reishis HaGez prior to being died, Mamash is supposed to go to the Kohen, so much so that the Kohen is tight-faced, peace is going to work. The Chepil, you should be doing it, you should really give it to him. But the Mice that push comes to Shav, to the evidence of Cheshit Mishpat, he has a chus of Tfisa. In contrast, after it arises, Rashi, not only am I not Mechuyav to give to the Kohen, but even Tfisa is not going to work. That's the parallel, that's the contrast that Rashi is drawing. Rashi is trying to highlight the difference of Kedem Tzviya in contrast to Liachet Tzviya. Kedem Tzviya, Tfisa does work. Liachet Tzviya, Tfisa does not work. That's the Pasha Pshat in Rashi. So you have to stop and ask yourself, so who cares? What's the difference between Tfisa was or does work? What does that do with the price of tea in China? We have to go one step further. So in order to understand the significance of this Rashi, why whether or not Tfisa applies or not, why that's critical to our understanding, we have to address a slightly different sugya that appears, slightly different, very different. A sugya that appears in the Kabbalah of Ayin. We're not going to learn so much from Ayin the sugya right now, because there is a very good chance that at some point during the year we may actually make it in Ayin. So we'll hopefully talk about it more via Arichas there, but we're just going to extract the point. The point for us. The sugya that appears in the Kabbalah of Ayin, in the Kiddush Tzadi Aleph. The sugya runs as follows. That was the topic that we were spending a lot of time on this year. The sugya of Esther and Zohar, believe it or not, comes back to haunt us again. Comes to Gemara and tells a Chiddush Gadol in the halacha of Esther and Zohar. Comes to Gemara and says, Esther Asra Teira Afilu Bo'al Imo. That what is the halacha if a person is so Gadol that he goes to the Zohar? The Zohar that he goes to his own mother. He goes to his mother and he says, I'm going to give you this chair in exchange for a nice nus. And they go ahead and they dine it together. So that Esna, that animal that was given, is also labeled as Esna Zayna. Esna Zayna, Asher Tera Filu Balima. So don't think that Esna Zayna only applies to a stranger, or it applies even to one's own mother. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Esna Asher Tera Filu Balima. So at first glance, the question is, what in the world is Rava talking about? What's the Chiddush in that statement? What if anyone have thought that an act of Nusra with one's mother is less of a problem, less of a Tayeva, to create Esther and Zayda? So the Gemara explains exactly what the significance of Rav's statement is. That the Gemara says you need Rav's Chiddush. Rav is a Gevaldik Chiddush. Without Rav's statement of Esther and Zayda, Filu Balimrai, the Rishon have problems with the Mocha for that. The Rishon takes the test, Uriah had Rav know it's true. Why in the million years the one thought that Esther and Zayda was a Zayda, the Balimrai? The Gemara throws out the following Svara. We know there's a din of Kimlev Jeramine, also another topic that we've spoken about this year. Now, Kimon the Gramma and Esther and Zayin are going to converge together. Come to Gemara and says, what would the din be? Look at Suya that a person goes ahead and is Mazana with his mother. He says to his mother, listen, in exchange for the act of Nusim, I'm going to give you $100. He goes in as Mazana to his mother. So what happens to him? He's Chayav Misa. Ball, Imo is Chayav Misa. So now, Luya Suya's mother is going to come a week later and take him to the Zayra. She's going to say, I want you to pay me my $100. If you promise me, we agreed upon a sum of money, you're going to pay me $100. So what does the son say? He's a real lambda. He says, no, I don't have to pay $100. You know why? It's the maisa bia that was mechayev me to pay $100. That's the maisa schiros. But let's say, I hire somebody to mow my lawn. So somebody comes in and mows my lawn. So he's mowing the lawn. He's mechayev me to pay $100. So when I'm Mazana with this woman, she does the maisa nus, and we agreed upon to pay $100. So that act of nus is mechayev me to pay $100. Dr. Sons' mother, listen, mom, not only did that act of nus mechayev me $100, but that act of nus was also mechayev me in his basin, because one of the arayas is mechayev me in his basin, it's called imoy. So comes the Sons' mother and says, I'm not going to pay the $100, because the kibbleh was robbing me. The same ma'isa that was mechayev me in his basin was mechayev me. But Mechayev me Mohanis, Kibbeh Grammy says, you can't be managed a person to Chiyuvim for one night, and only give him the Elvish HaKobr, not the Elvish HaKal. So says the Gemara, that's a Gevaldik Italian that the son has. That was the one step further. But the son's not such a big Russian, big Mushkos, but he's still an honest guy. He said, listen, I made up with my mother and bear, and we give her this sheep, and we give the sheep anyway. Did he give her the sheep in terms of the Dini Mohanis, in terms of the Cheshi Mishpah? No, can't die any father, because of the Svar of Kibbeh Grammy. But he goes ahead out of the goodness of his heart and he gives his mother the sheep and they're taking him off to the base of Skila. So that is not the terrorist Chiris Pilot, that's the terrorist Matan of Yalma. It's not the terrorist Esther. Esther's going to mean only when the person made up a deal with a woman and he's mechuyah to give her the Chiris and then he goes, then give her that, that's the mitzvah of Esther. Let's say he's time a boy and a girl of Mazada together, not for pay, not for money, and then a week later he decides that the goodness of his heart to send her a sheep. That sheep is not Esther Zayna. Even if he's doing it because they were Mazana together, that's not Esther Zayna. Esther Zayna means that's the Schirus for Zayna. Schirus is the Zmeya Schirus for the actor. So notice that's called Esther Zayna, nothing more, nothing less. So come to the month of the Gevaldik Svara, that when a person is Mazana with Imai, when he's Chayav Misa, since the Allah of Kibbeh Grammy, he's just pointing him from the Chiyav of Zmei Schirus. So Mamela, when he gives the sheep to his mother, it's only the Teres Matan of Yamba. So that should not be called an Esther Zayna. That's the word Havamina. That's such a good Havamina. So now the question is, why is Rav right? So Rav is coming last week at the Havamina. Rav of Kamad of Ayin, Rav of Matin Sadiyala says, no, it's rattled out along with very fancy schmancy, but it's wrong.
of the Rabbah Esther Rabbah Kodesh of Bal Mitzvah. The question is a taka why. It just makes such a good case, such a good alpha about this, a taka why. So who remembers stuff about the Zlesh Yetzef? It's not like it's the Meiri and Rashi.
But there's a few ways you might.
Yeah, we don't want to get to that yet. That's the second terrace. We want the Meiri terrace first, because we want to talk a little bit more about the second terrace. So comes the Meiri and quotes in the name of the Chachmei Provence, from the Rabban of his common friends, or Pastor from Provence. He said like this, he said, no, that the answer to the Kasha, the reason why Rabban said, that's not the test of the Balimai, is that a whole premise was incorrect. Simply the Rabban doesn't apply the Skrivus Pilot. Why doesn't the Rabban apply the Skrivus Pilot? So there are two fundamentally different types of Chiyuvim in the Torah. There are some Chiyuvim that the Torah is for, the Torah creates, that the Torah enforces, the Torah is the one who creates this Chiyuv Teshlumin, and then there are other kind of Chiyuv Teshlumin which stem from the person's own Haskoma, who fully Chayvus Midas. If I borrow $100 from you, what's the Nechayiv for me today? I was masked of the day, I did it to a deal with you, so I have to pay. If I break your window, what's the Nechayiv? The Nechayiv is not the Chayvus Midas, I don't want to pay you, I never said I'm going to pay you for the broken window. The Torah is up, not in the Shemir Mishomena, when your person is Mazik Mamun Chaver, he has to pay. So there are different kinds of Chiyuv, some Chiyuv by Chayvus Midas, and the Chiyuv by Chayvus Natorah. What is Chiyuv's problem? Well, hopefully we'll get to Tafayim, we'll talk about it a little bit more. But at least the Chassid Torah is assuming that Chiyuv's problem is the Torah's what? The Chiyuv's problem is the Torah's is Chayvus Midas. I entered into an agreement I'm going to pay you as a poyel. That's like buying $100, that's like borrowing, that's like buying a house and agreeing to pay. The Mehamekah. That is Chayvus Midas, not is Chayvus Torah. Says the Meiri, when does Kimlev Duramine kick in? That's when it's Chayvus Torah. But the Torah is not Mechayv a person too ancient for one night. But the Torah wasn't Mechayv too ancient. The Torah is Mechayv the Oynish of Misa. And you personally were Mechayv upon yourself to Shlomen, so that's not a violation of Kimlev Duramine. You burn down your house on Shabbos. So the Torah says, okay, we're going to be Manish, we're going to Mechayv you to ski with the Chil Shabbos. But we're going to give you a break. We're not going to be Mechayv. The Torah is not going to be Mechayv to pay Tashlumin for the house. That's the Mechayv of the Torah. Okay. If you personally were Mechavu upon yourself to pay a Tashlumin, either out Me'amekach or out Talva or out Tashlumin's Torah for the Miri, that's the Chlal and that subject to involve Tigris Ram. So according to the Miri, that's what the Gemara means when it says, Amar Rabbi Esser Nasa Torah Filu Bali, right? That the reason why it is called a Chiyuv of Tigris Poylem, the mother can't take the son to the interior a week from now and force him to pay. So since the mother can't force the son to pay, the male is called Chiyuv Poylem, this is the Sheva Sons going up, and I'll tell them why Esther Nasa Torah Filu Bali, but that's what the Miri size is up.
We would have thought that,
we would have thought the Kibbutz Ramadi applied even to Chiyuv of Eitzidah, or we would have thought that maybe Chiyuv Poylem is a Chayvus HaTorah. It's unclear what we would have thought, but Rav said that both of those things are not true. That's how the Miri learns from it. So that's the Chiddush of the Pshat and Gemara. Rashi and Taisus, the Bavakam and the Bavmetzia learned much more down to earth Pshat and Gemara, the triple Pshat and Gemara. Rashi and Taisus say no. The Pshat and Gemara is as follows. Given the Ramadan, when we say a guy burns down someone's house on Shabbos, so he doesn't have to pay, that means he's not Mechut to pay a Bezen Shamata. Abra Bezen Shamata, Bezen Shamata, if he's chayav to pay, but he's chayav to pay. There's a concept of teshuva b'nei shemayim. Also, giving him the sixth birth of a kam about a chiyuv of teshuva b'nei shemayim. So, not dash and thank you for the other about the chayav of teshuva b'nei shemayim. Kibbutz Ramadi just means the basin can enforce, the basin can enforce. The Torah says basin can enforce two punishments for one night. But Klapi Shemaya Gari, you chayav to pay. About and about, you chayav to pay. So, therefore, Dr. Ashen tells us, when you go ahead and you pay, you go ahead in the goodness of your heart. But say Sadeh Shemayim, but they're taking you off to the base of Skila, you give the sheep to your mother, so we don't say that's the Matzah of the Alma. We don't say that that giving of the sheep is totally the distinct from the Matzah of Nus. We say, no, they give the Tashlumin of Nus. True, it's not a Tashlumin of Nus that would have been enforced in Beis and Shemata, but it's a Tashlumin of Nus nonetheless, since the Chiyuv of Sadeh Shemayim exists, so the Chiyuv of Sadeh Shemayim now transforms this Tashlumin of Esmon into a Teres Esmon, into a Teres Chiyuv Poylem, and the name of the din is an Esmon Esoteric Filo Bolim. That's a whole different take than the Meiri. According to the Meiri, Taka Kibbutz Ramadi doesn't apply to Esmon's Esmon Chiyuv Poylem. According to Rashi, it does apply, but Alpha Pichenim, it's still labeled in Aloch, and that is a Matana B'Al. It's labeled as the Teres Chiyuv, and what creates that status, the change in status, labeling it as the Teres Chiyuv, is the Chiyuv Teres Station. That's a Rashi, it does.
So if you would just stop at this point, this is a nice little Torah, nice little becoming the king of the Dinah of Esther Zayna, but this really doesn't relate to us to use that. The Rashi in Bava Metzia, that's the reality, is one more Nekuda than Tzuda. And Rashi in Bava Karmataka doesn't say that Nekuda. And Tyson's question is that Nekuda. But the Rashi is on one Nekuda than Tzuda. Rashi says, you know, it's all very nice and dandy that Yechai Batei Stei Shemayim, and therefore if he did, it's called Tzchiros, and therefore it's called Esnan, and Shoy. But Rashi Lecher is bothered with the Kashim. So we seem to be mixing two different levels of Tashlum and Halacha. If the halacha says that a beizin shamata is not chayav, what does beizin shamata play a role? Beizin shamata is the beizin shamata. We're talking tachlis cheshen mishpul. We're talking dinim mamonis. Is this a chirus or is it not a chirus? So we have to answer that question using the barometers of beizin shamata. Beizin shamata can't enforce it. Then you're not mechayiv to pay. You're not mechayiv to pay. So then the meila is not called an esav. It's called matar biyawa. It may be true that Mazen Shemal and Klapi Shemai Dali and the Nadim, the Rosh Hashanah, can hold you accountable for the money that you owe your mother. That may be true, may not be true. Why should that affect the Mazen Shemal? So Rashi Lechera is not satisfied with that terrence. Just the fact that it's Lasek Bei Shemayim, somehow still doesn't solve the problem. It's still a little bit problematic, Rabbi Sagan, as it has to do with the Rashi has to add to the Pshat a little bit. And Rashi adds one word to the Pshat. What's the one word?
Tfisa.
Tfisa. Stop Rashi, and it's Rashi, I'm doing it is so confusing. The whole thing is takes a long year to figure out that. Comes Rashi and says, one last to the Rashi says, you know what I think about the Chiddush of Rashi? There's a new deal Rashi just made up that whenever a person is chayav l'tzeis b'dei shemayim, tfisa works. What does l'tzeis b'dei shemayim mean? L'tzeis b'dei shemayim means I'm really the ikaron chayav. Beizin can't enforce it. Beizin's hands are tied. That's Rashi. Good. So right, Beizin's hands are tied. But the person himself, the person who you're mechuyif to, the tevei himself, goes ahead and grabs himself, then he's not going to make him give it back. Why? If I go ahead and I take the gem, I woke up the gem and I grab his cell phone away from him, so then he's going to make me give it back. And no, I didn't do that. I didn't say that. Look, I'm for the gala, that's why I have no track of that cell phone. But the gem really owes me $50 in Dini Shemai, and it happens not to be impossible to make the Shemai, but there's a technical quirk, there's a few of the some other reason, and I go ahead and I grab that cell phone. So Zabdrashi Beitim will not make me give the cell phone back. Because that's called Tfisa and Echi of Shemayim. Tfisa and Echi of Shemayim will be affected. So says Rashi, that's the key to the Sugya of Esther Nasa Terafil of Bollywood. It's not enough just to say that the guy's Chayav and Dini Shemayim. Dini Shemayim itself would not transform this Tashlum into a Tashlum Eschirus. It would still be left as a Matana Biyama and Esther wouldn't apply. You have to say that Dini Shemayim affects Dini Rada. You have to find some nefgemina l'din in cheshin mishpat, that dina shemayim plays a role in cheshin mishpat. What role, what halacha in cheshin mishpat, when nisa in our world is the dina shemayim that? Zabdrashi, chidish god, what tfisa works. So Zabdrashi, whatever tfisa works, so Mamela, that shows us that even the Beis Hashanah really includes today. It's not just the spiritual chi of the Beis, it's not just the clear conscious energy of Kippur of Beis. You really chayiv even in Beis Hashanah. The chisaron of why you're not paying is not a chisaron of the chiyuv. You are the chiyuv that I've been saying. You are the chiyuv teshlumi. You are the chiyuv teshlumi to pile onto this woman. The chisaron is a basin's angle. That basin's hands are tied. It's a quirk of the basin. It doesn't affect the etzem achiyuv. If you would present a brash, if you would present that a chiyuv in a shemayim, no, not to be an accused and basin shalmata. If you would say tefisa doesn't work, the Rashi seems to be holding that if tefisa top is not applicable, then that shows you maybe that this chiyuv is not a basin shabbat chiyuv. It's not a basin adam chiyuv. It's pure within you and the Rabban Shalom, but it doesn't really have any teeth in this world. So then that type of the chiyuv, let's say to the shemayim, it's quasi religious, esoteric obligation to clear your name in heaven, so that would not affect the halachas of Esther Zayin. That wouldn't play out on the ground in terms of cheshen mishpat, because the way that it is clear. You have to add to the Dina Shemayim. You have to say it's more than just Chiyav of Tech Tech Shemayim, that every Chiyav of Tech Tech Shemayim carries with it the possibility of Tefisa, which shows you that a Chiyav of Tech Shemayim also is relevant to this world. That Kippur of Ramei is a Chiyav Domer in this world, it's just a quirk that they can't enforce. But this is Shifas Rashi and Esen HaSetera. So we have really three different permutations in the Rishonim, Hanlam Shah and Esen HaSetera, Afilu Bol Nima, and the Nehemi has said that you don't apply Kippur of Ramei, these times we ask. You have Rashi and Taisus in Baba Kama, they seem to prevent it.
just the pure din potential mishmaim is enough to label it as a din serious point. Remember, that's why I asked the Rashi about the Bali Mike, and Rashi from the Tia said, yeah, he has on this tonight, he has on this sport, that in of itself is not enough, that should get the ball rolling, it's din potential mishmaim, which results in tfi, so that's the din tfi, so that's really what carries the name. As I said, according to Rashi, to hold the rest of the chiyah of the taste of Shania, tefisa works. Now we spent 10 minutes understanding that Jesus Rashi. We spent 3 minutes before understanding how Rashi and the Kama Sama Shabbat. What was the contrast that Rashi drew between Kedem Tzviya and Achet Tzviya? Before you die the wall and after you die the wall. What did Rashi say? Before you die the wall, what's that lava? Did the Kayin grabs it? What's the din? Tefisa is going to work. After you die the wall and the Kohen grabs it, what's the din? Tefisa is not going to work. But the way say, how does Rashi hold from a Chayyus says in Iran? How does Rashi hold from a Chayyus says in Iran? So if you mechuyim will taste deshemayim, Rashi holds the corollary of mechuyim will taste deshemayim means tefisa works. So that's exactly the clue that Rashi is contrasting. Rashi is saying, yeah, before tzviya, before the shinoi tefisa works, in contrast to after the shinoi tefisa doesn't work. The Rashi is currently doubting the same, which comes along with the Gemara with Aleph, that after shinoi, or nishkehalsa, even tefisa is not going to work. That's tantamount to saying that you're not chayav of tefisa de shemayim. Rashi just explained why you're not chayav, because it's mamash in the tevet. You see, clear as day, that Rashi is telling you mamash in the tevet does not incur a chayav of tefisa de shemayim. According to Tosafot, well, that was the whole thrust of mamash in the tevet. According to Tosafot, mamash in the tevet just meant you're basically chayav, just we can't do anything about it, so we're not going to force you to pay. But Lamaisa Kabishmaya guy you really bechir to be. That was Taisa Sheet that Mamashim was doing. The Ram learned Mamashim was doing to mean you're not bechir at all because the whole nature of Rashi again is a chim upton of the Yalm, it's a mitzvah to see that it's a head there, you're a day, I'm going to do a chesh mishpat, but if there's no chim of taste nation, right? So we started out this year today by asking how does Rashi have this hold on the Shaila. So we said we have no idea, Rashi doesn't tell us, but we just found the answer to our dilemma. We put together two lines in Rashi, put together a line in the Rashi of a concept as well. The Rashi is crystal clear that tefisa doesn't work le'achas shinoi. Combined with the Rashi in the Mitzvah Tanyala, it says whatever the chibur tefisa shemayim tefisa does work. Different from Dar Klar, that what? What do you see clear from here? That Rashi holds like the Ran that the din of Mamash and Latoyvin means you're not even the chibur tefisa.
Literally,
Mars
is Tatar. That means just the basin of your
Tatar. But Rashi added on that tefisa doesn't work. So that's a totally, that's a totally completely right. Yeah.
Can Rashi be talking about the other answer that the Gemara gives?
No, Rashi doesn't quote it. Rashi is quoting the Svara of Moshe Lezayman. That's exactly what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Vafilo nam de'ein kon yachal az mina b'din." The yachal amal the at the end. That's Rashi paraphrasing Moshe Lezayman.
So before you died, you're
chibidei shemayim.
If you died, you've done more of the wrong action, but you have less mechiyot.
I've lost you in the dying breath.
Before you die, you have a chiyuv neshamayim to give to the Kohen. But after you die, and you've done more
The mitzvah tefina is over. It was never a chiyuv neshamayim before. It was a mitzvah tefina. Once the mitzvah tefina is over, then it's over. Move us to the yichud this guy. So tefisa is not one of them. Everyone likes this Rashi. It could be it. It's not bad, right? And he says, Rashi really means what he says. Every yichayev of teishin is shemayim to feast the word. Is that really true? Then the Rashal, that's not true. Not Rashi. You know what Rashi meant? Look at the Rashal. There are two kinds of teishin. There are two kinds of dinishim. Then the Rashal,
In the case of Kibbutz Rabbani, a guy burned down somebody's house on Shabbos. He did a Maisa, hasn't he? He did a Maisa, he would have burned down the same house on Tuesday, he would be Chayav to Shlum and Chayav Shem Mishpat. Tell him what? He's a smart aleck. He decided to burn down the house on Shabbos. Well, not perhaps, but it was a few dollars, but he ended up getting killed. A small technicality. But he decided to burn down the house on Shabbos, so that the people of Maisa, that he did, is not going to be enforceable. Since the Mashal, that the same as somebody, let's say, Marshall. The Mara says in the Kama, lists off, in the end of the Tiferet, if a person is mazik someone in a certain grumble with his ikin or something, if a person is mazik someone in a certain way, it's not technically chayiv in the Shema. It's not technically chayiv in the Shema. It is chayiv in the Shema. So the Moshe, to give an example, a guy gives a Moshe Eish, a chayiv shayt to the concept, that's where. Hand over fire, the chayv shet because when he goes ahead and he's mazik, the Gemara says, potem to the other, the chayv and he mishimah. Because even though I'm only a grum, I wasn't mazik, be a dayim, and the other hand, I set up a situation that caused the hazard. So, says the Mashal, that's the same. Most of the Asian chayv shet because it's the same as third, the Rosh Hashanah, the Shabbos. It's not the same. What's the difference? It's obvious. In the case of far of the base of Shachaveh, Shabbos, I did a mazik, so that really should be the chayv and the shabbos. Now, here, this is not mechayvei teshlumin. It never would be mechayvei teshlumin. If I burned out someone's house, they give me the fire, the chayshet, because I never would ever be mechayvei teshlumin before I got there. There's a little bit of a difference between the two. It says the Mashal, it's not just a technical difference, not just a trivial difference, it's a fundamentally different difference in halacha. It says the Mashal, but maybe when Ramon Rashi said that tisa works. Tisa works when I'm basically a mechayv is over. So basically the chuyuf to pay for this damage that they did haraya. They would have done it on Tuesday, but also the chuyuf to pay. Basically the chuyuf to pay for Shabbat also. And although it's a quirk, there's a halacha that pays on here at the time. Comes to Chumash and gives the chiddush of Kibbutz Rabbani. So the nature of Kibbutz Rabbani, according to Rashi, is that pays on here at the time. But if you don't have to go through the vehicle of Basin, the guy goes there and jumps the gun and grips the money himself, the chuyuf is going to work. That's all Rashi says. Says the Mashal, in a case where I'm never chuyuf to chima, in a case where there never was a chiyuv to pay, there's nothing to talk about a chiyuv to pay, because I was only a mazik I did grow up, so it's up to Marshal, the chi ha-gavra, there was never a tashlumen which is chiyuv and beit ha-shomata, tefisa is not going to work in tashlumen. Tefisa only works according to Rashi in a very, very limited scenario of dini shemayim. Not all dini shemayim are created equal. Sometimes you chayv a dini shemayim, which is a type of chiyuv that really should have been a chiyuv involved in the dom, it's just some technical quirk. Bases and hands are tied. That's one kind of Yishamayim. That's keeping it with your Rami, eh? Grom and Ezekiel, Chayav and Yishamayim is a different kind of Chayav and Yishamayim. Because you're ending up in the same place. You're ending up with the Chayav and Yishamayim. But as we all know, you can end up in the same place coming from two different angles. Surah is based on the Rebbe Shabbos. It started out on the angle of really being Chayav and Mabris. And now there's some kind of a tour that comes in. You went from the level of Chayav down to the level of rather than being in the level of Chayav and Yishamayim, you ended up right in the middle of Yishamayim. So you really start off with the Tobi Pot, the Grom and the Zikin Potter, with the Chiv and the Shemayim. So you end up at the same place on the stroke. You end up at Chiv and the Shemayim, you come from two totally different angles. We always speak about the Shisai, right? When we talk about the Shisai, you can end up at the same place, depends where you're coming from. The Rishon of Lisheni and Shabbos, right? When we talk about this a lot, this is always good. This is always the Shidduch Moshe, right? Yeah. That's how you say it in Shabbos, the famous Shidduch Moshe. The Taisa says that how come it is that the Rishon is also cooking, the Klisheni is mutter cooking. That's my reference. What's the difference? They're both the same, one's part of the other. The Taisa tells the difference that the Rishon started out very hot. With the Klisheni started out cold. But it's not so much a question of where you're at, it's a question of where you're coming from. You have to always know the perspective where the person, where you may end up at the same point, you may come from two totally different directions. That's what we said, you have two buffer. So they're doing the same exact thing. That this guy comes to daven once in a while, or this guy comes to daven once in a while. This guy learns Torah today, this guy learns Torah today. But they're very, very different. You have one guy who used to sit, he was learning in Kailo 14 hours a day, he used to daven with Kabbalah Shmoneh Esrei, like the Chassidim already showed him, the other 10 hours a day, he's a big Kailo Gitzadik, and now Nebuch, he comes to daven once in a while with Minyan, and he learns for 10 minutes to be a lucky. That's one kind of person. And another guy who was totally not through, he never heard of the Shema Yisrael 2 weeks ago, and all of a sudden he was chayiv the tshuva, and now he's not quite there totally. He doesn't sit around 10 hours a day, but he learns 20 minutes a day. And he comes to daven once in a while when he can. So those are very, very different people. So if you look at them, they're doing the same thing, but they're coming from very, very different.
comes to Marshal and says, and here also, that the Brahma, the Zikah, Chayim, Dini Shemayim, and the Shimon Brahma, Chayim, Dini Shemayim, also end up at the same point. So when Mai said the both Bodhi Vididiyos and the both Chayim, Dini Shemayim, they come from very, very different angles. The Shimon Brahma, it comes from something which is the Karol, really, the Karol, really, a Chiyot, or more than eight Adam, but it's just a tour, whereas the Brahma, the Zikah, was never Mechiv in the first place. Friends of Marshal, that will affect Halacha and Maisa, the din of Tfisa. Rashi only says that the Chiyah Tfisa in a case where it really was the Chiyah all along. In the case of Tibur Drami, that's what the Tfisa works. But not all Chiyah Shemayim necessarily the same. So the Chiyah that Marshal is a very, very big disappointment to us. Why? Because the Marshal is really correct in minimizing Rashi's Shita about the Chiyah of Tfisa Shemayim, so then it just did away with that idea. We wanted to build a whole castle out of Shita's Rashi. The Rashi is the famous that after Tzviya, after the Shinoi, so then the Tzvisa doesn't work. So we said, aha, if Tzvisa doesn't work, it must be that there's no Chiva Tzvisa Shemayim. Must be the Rashi is doing the Gemara exactly like the Rani against the Bali Atzvisa. So come to Marshal, says not so fast, guys. Come to Marshal, Rashi Shita is not necessarily that Tzvisa always works. Tzvisa sometimes works, but not every time. Once you limit Rashi Shita to Tfisa, it doesn't always work, and then how do we know which case, which doesn't work? The Shimon Rami is the exception to the rule, but usually Rashi is made that Tfisa Taka doesn't work. Once you start Marshal, there's no rise this Rashi to anything. That's a little disappointing. We spent the last hour building up a Rashi, and then we just shot it down in a second. The Rabbi said, did we really shoot it down? Why is the Marshal totally completely irrelevant here? According to Tosfos, is that closer to? Okay, according to Tosfos, Mamash Eim Lo-Tovid is Chayav Dini Shemayim. Is Ma'aseh Matnas Kehuna is Potter Dini the Odom and Chayav Dini Shemayim according to Tosfos? Is that closer to Kibbutz of Yerushalayim or is that closer to Surah of Chaver De Gromov or De Chayeshet Dukotah? Which one is that closer to? The Chisar of Mamash Eim Lo-Tovid Api Havocha is the absolute perfect equivalent of what? Catch this one. Mamash Eim Lo-Tovid is the halach equivalent of Kibbutz of Yerushalayim. What's the similarity between the two? What's the common denominator between Mamash Eim Lo-Tovid and Kibbutz of Yerushalayim? The answer is simple. You did a ma'isa you should really be chayav for. You destroyed the guy's property. You destroyed the Levium's property. You destroyed the Quran's property. You took the woman, you threw it in, you stole it. You ate the man's kumas. You did a ma'isa hazard. Halawa. Now, who has a problem? Why doesn't therefore it conclude? You did a ma'isa hazard, which is. We invoked the Pasuk, Mark and Ebbetheim, you showed that up. You did a ma'isa be a dive with Ezek, you have to pay. What's stopping us from forcing you to pay? Mamash Eim Lo-Tovid. Whose problem is Mamash Eim Lo-Tovid at the end of the day, according to Tosfos? It's Bezdin's problem. Bezdin can't do anything about it. Every guy can come to the desire, so I'm going to respond and say, no, I don't know you, money. I don't know you. So Bezdin can't pass the desire like that. There's no Tiveya. Everything that requires a Tiveya and this Mamash Eim Lo-Tovid. That's the shimmy. There's no real Tiveya. So the Chora, Api Havocha, the Chisaron of Bezdin being able to enforce the Mamash Eim Lo-Tovid, and Bezdin being able to enforce the Kibbutz Rami, the Achenuhach, the Nachas Reinas and the Ibn Achir. You did a Maisa Hezek in both cases. You burnt the guy's house down on Shabbos, that's a Maisa Hezek. You ate the guy's tongue sandwich, that's a Maisa Hezek. The reason why you have to pay in Bezdin Shalmata is that Bezdin Dikadir, the Chisar and the Koyach of Bezdin. In one case, the Chisar has because it's very tied to the hands of the Bezdin because of the Zeres Akos of Kibbutz Rami, right? In the other case, common sense ties the hands of the Bezdin because the Mamash Eim Lo-Tovid. But self-control, the Ikaron is the same type of a structure of halacha. There's a chiyuv to pay, it's basically the sort of mice that should have been mechayev to pay, and Bezdin hands are tied. This is in contrast, these two chiyuv shemayim are in contrast to the Sarek HaYidei Chiyashem, because Roman and Zikin, you didn't even do a mice to have it. You did nothing. The other advantage, starting point is, you started with nothing, I wasn't going to slap you with a chiyuv of Bezdin shemayim. That's the people back with people with this station. It's out there on the Marshal that Tfisa doesn't work. The Marshal never said that it's only Kibbutz Rami in contrast to everything else. All the Marshal says is very simple. That in order to invoke the din of Tfisa by Kibbutz Station Mayim, it has to be something that the Chisaron is amazing in Chisaron. Because Tfisa is the solution to a problem of Bezdin. When you don't have to go through the vehicle of Bezdin,
So tefisa is going to work. So if you're dealing with a chiyuv b'teis de shemayim that's lacking in Beis Din, in Beis Din's koyach of authority to collect, the force to collect, and force the collection, so then tefisa is going to work. So the Marshal just said, don't extrapolate from Kimmel Ramine to Grom Ben Ezekiel. Grom Ben Ezekiel is not a chisona Beis Din, Grom Ben Ezekiel is a chisona of the Yetzer HaChiyuv. So we want to know on this spectrum, where do we want to place Mamon Shem HaTayvim? Is Mamon Shem HaTayvim of Tosfos, is that closer to Kibbutz Ravineh? Is it closer to Roman Ezekiel Potter? What's the answer? The answer is obviously it's closer to Kibbutz Ravineh. It's a classic example of where the Chiyuv, the Karov, should exist at the same time. So at the end of the day, notwithstanding the Mashal, we are, don't fail, guys, we have proven, we have the shadow of God, the Hebrew Yeshivas Rashi is, Rashi put together two Rashis, Rashi Tzav Chavot, Rashi inside the Aleph and the Tzitziah. Rashi Shita is whenever there's a chiyuv, hey, just on the fourth rule by Beisin, that lends itself to Tzvisa. If Rashi, honest to goodness, held that Mamon Shem HaTayvim was Chaim Adin Shemayim, that should have led itself to Tzvisa. And Rashi says the favor should have some above and off, it doesn't lend itself to Tzvisa. Except from though Rashi did not learn Mamon Shem HaTayvim like Tzvisa, Rashi must have learned Mamon Shem HaTayvim like Tzvisa. So the Mashal scared us for a little bit, but we were able to.
I'm
presenting with, but normally present the sheet to Rashi, assuming that Rashi holds this real sheet up. That seems to work, assuming that that's correct, but then those two pieces of information drop. I was myself with Dami Kriwa, they saying that Rashi and Baba Kama doesn't even quote Tufa. Rashi and Ayan and Baba Kama doesn't even quote Tufa. Check them out. Okay? Yes, very good. Yeah, okay.
Could it be that Mama Jane Tobin is makes it like Bathing can't be Machayev at all? Because, like Rashi said on Tzadi Gimel that Lav Ged Lagama at the case of Atsifo Pasek.
That Rashi seems to be thinking a little different than what he says here. Rashi did seem to see a different twist. That's not what Rashi says here. I'm not sure what that Rashi says. Okay, Rabbi Say. So far, so good? So we finished the first half of the Sugya of Shinoi Bereshit again. We discussed a little bit about the din Shini Bereshit to get the same as Shini Begazela, happen in one place you do have to pay, one place you don't have to pay, what exactly is Shikus Rashi, and like you said, we're around about how to move to the Mamashim Lefeyrim. Now, here we have to attack the second half, second third, there are three parts of the Sugya, second third of this Sugya. And that's the kasha that all the Rishonim ultimately have to deal with. And that's the Gemara tucked away in the second Kulis. And the answer is, even if you never learn the Kama, and even if you don't even mention the words Rishis Agez, you have to deal with this kasha, because the underlying principle behind our Gemara is Amar Chida, Mazi Machnas Gemurash Achon Pachon, the Rashi Yitoch, the paraphrase of Ram Shem HaTayim. There is a Gemara that appears at the end of the second Kulis, that seems to be an absolute contradiction in the halacha of Rechita, the Mazi Gemara of Tehuna of the Ochlan Potter. What's the Gemara? So what is the Gemara called? The Gemara called in the sugya of Rachid itself. A couple of Gemara says as follows. Tosh Maharisha Ansi Bikin Elach Garna. He had a big grain, he had a big house full of grain, he hasn't yet taken off Maitreus. And there comes the Melech, king comes and takes away all his province. Or some of his province. In the Chovo Chayev La'aser, in the Amparos Potabili Aser. So if the king took it away because he taka owed the IRS and came and they collected his stuff, kick in, he was really mechuyif to pay. So then he's mechuyif to make up maitres, a the way we shouldn't lose because he gave. I owe the king X amount of money. I didn't bother paying the cash that I was supposed to. So the king came and paid my brothers. So the Levi doesn't have to lose because if I have a problem with the government, so I'm a chuyuf to take off my shirt on Mimakam Acher from other brothers to make up the loss in the sense that the Levi is going to incur. So the Levi shouldn't walk away with the loss. In the Apara, but let's say the king took a shalikin in Stama, Gaza, the king, whenever he stole my stuff. Then ultimately, that's not my problem. So I lost my property, whatever I lost. I got to make up to the lady. It's not my problem. So it says the Gemara, the Chayyim, it's hard to understand that halacha. Why should that be so? What's the gender in the Chayyim? Why should that be mechuyev if the king took away this grain? So I haven't had a chance yet to buy for this grain. So the king took it because I owed him no, so he took away my grain. So that's not my problem. So the lady's going to lose. I have to make up the loss to the lady. They have to go ahead and measure stuff, can you get that stuff and give it to the lady? Where did that come from? What kind of loss is that? Comes to the person says, shiny off to become a star shiva. But since at the end of the day, I'm gaining on the deal. At the end of the day, I owe the king $1,000. And it was a valid debt, it was a legitimate debt, but it was a legal debt. I owed the king $1,000. And the king went ahead and took this grain. So the king wouldn't have taken this grain, it would have taken away my house, it would have taken away my money, it would have taken away something else, it would have taken away my car. So he took away the grain. So I am gaining from the fact that the king took away the grain. I'm being net after the fact that the king took away the grain. So I'm gaining off of that little lady. The lady is now losing because if he would have taken away my car, then the lady would have gotten, would have been entitled to his maisa. Now they took away the grain, so why should the lady lose? I'm gaining something off the cheshbon of the Levi, so I have to make it up to the Levi. I owe the Levi 1,000 cents. I'm going to be nice and other stuff to make sure the Levi doesn't take it off. If the king steals my property, so then I'm not gaining anything. The king, I'm a gobbler. But if the king was entitled to it, and instead of paying back with my car and taking back with the grave, so I'm not allowed to make money off of the Levi. That's what the Gemara says. That's the principle of Shani Yosef and Kamishtar Shilei. So it comes to Tosis of Kuslam and Aleph, and now this, and now this. Once the Gemara was just Mechadish to us, it's very, very strange halacha of Mishtash, but I'm not sure where this comes from, but at least we have some understanding of what the Hadgard is, that if I'm there off of you, I have to make up that difference for you. Comes to Tosis and says, now let's analyze the Chizda. What did the Chizda say? Chizda gave two cases. I'm a Chizda. Mazik Manas Guna Osha Ochlar Potter. If I need to take my food, if I go ahead and I take the throw hand and cave, I throw into the river, I'm potter. Lomish and the toivin, etc., whatever the reserve, whatever the svarz of. Or if I go ahead and I eat the matasu, I eat the pavasu, I'm also potter. Okay, so he says, fish lomo, when I'm mazik, matasuna, I take the throw hand and cave, I throw into the garbage, throw into the river. I didn't gain for your nechasa. What did I gain? I'm a mazik. I take a baseball bat, break through a window. I don't gain anything. I'm not being net anymore. I'm still the mazik. That's not mishtashim. Mishtashim means that I'm being net. I'm gaining. My value is appreciating based on your back. But when I'm dishlam, a mazik, manas kahuna, is potter, there's no concept of mishtashim. But oichel manas kahuna, correct faces. Oichel manas kahuna, the second day of refusal, I eat the tongue sandwich. So the chur, I gained a lot of money off the back of the kohen. How did I gain money? What money did I gain off the kohen's back? Well, I would have had a bunch of stuff tonight anyway. So I had two choices. Either I go to the pizza store and pay $5 to get two slices of pizza. Or I go ahead and I steal the tongue that the kohen's really entitled to. And I treat myself to a tongue sandwich. So when I treat myself to a tongue sandwich, I'm mishtashu, and I got the excess $5 now sitting in my pocket. Money that I would have otherwise had to spend on food. Says, I should be mechuyev. You're being hungry. Take $5 out of my pocket and find the kohen, give me $5. The same exact way the Gemara says that, but I was in the head there. I got my debt paid off. So I got the $1,000 in my pocket now. If the mouse didn't take my cash, they took my grain. So I got to make due to the lady. I got to pay back to the lady that, because I was in the head off of his back. So that's basically the case of Oichel Man, it's not issue of less. I don't gain. Of Oichel Man, it's not issue of less. That place is cash. So Zuch Tesis, what's the answer? What's the answer to this place? What? Achila Zich. Why? You can't call eating a tongue sandwich, Mishnahashu, right? Because I could have chosen that pizza, but then I... I'm on a diet, I'm not eating supper tonight. My stomach hurts, I'm not eating supper tonight. And Yochum the time is just like, practically, realistically, you can't call eating food a saving of money. You can't call the fact that I got a tongue sandwich came down in a Shemai that I saved money, because that's an ego, I could have saved the money by not eating. So the Tosha says it's really a quirk. It's just a technical quirk about the nature of Achila as such, that a person always has that option of not eating, but remember you can't call eating your Shemai. That's the answer to the problem. In contrast to the case where Lamaisa, the Melech took my property, took the grain, and left me my property, so I have to go on. With you. So the car is present right now. So the other property that's left behind is in my property right now. I'm being handed right now off the back of somebody else.
What do you say that the case that you mentioned is more humble? Because in that case, he's actually doing something active.
Right? It doesn't matter. It's not the active that's going to be the chayyim, because the mazik is also very active. But that's what I'm going to tell you. It's the mishtashel that's the problem. It's the fact that you are making a buck off of it and tied to somebody else, that creates a chayyim moment. We don't know why that does exactly that. The Gemara just tells us how we know Mishnah, but that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara is trying to find that slight difference between why is Eichel not Mishnah and why is not Levita Melech is Mishnah. The Gemara says the difference is Eichel is different because there's technical work by Yochel is not. That's true, but the question is Nene Gufa a Mechayef? Just being Nene of your property is a Mechayef to pay money? Is it? That may or may not be true. Well, that may not also be true. That may not necessarily be a chiyuv.
That anything between the teacher and the is also the same.
Yeah, but they got married by first marriage now. Okay, but that's not called Mishnah. So this is Taisa Shabbat. So come to the Shayim and say, wait a second. This is a pshat. This is ultimately the chiyuv. He was still the yankim in the cloud because of that quirk. But really, every case of where it appears to be Mishtashla is really chayav, we really had a big problem with him. What's the big problem? He's a little history of living on what I should suffer, I eat I didn't give the race to get like I'm supposed to do. I went in and I died and I have my property now. So we spent a lot of time yesterday and today trying to figure out, okay, so therefore what? The Mishnah says potter. Potter means you potter the gamut. The fact that you don't have to give the object itself, I understand, because she needs kite, no doubt. The fact that you don't have to make cash, like a thousand, call it a lot of Mishamach Shasta, I also understand, because Mamon Shema Toivin. What does the Gemara say? What trumps Mamon Shema Toivin? Mishtashim. Whenever it's Mishtashim, whenever we can pinpoint you and put you down and say, hey, wait a second, you have property now of Yenim's Cheshbin, you're holding on to something now that you're being Yenim, you have. Your bank account has gone up because of somebody else. Isn't every case of Lohistic Litmalash Savoy a case of Mishtashle? I now have what? What would happen to my bank account? I now have this beautiful blue dyed wool in my bank account. My portfolio has gone up significantly. I used to be worth 43 cents, now it's 44 cents. So Mishtashle. So, Frekta Bishayden, why doesn't Mishtashle play a role by relations against? Taisus Svar of Achiva doesn't make any sense. In Taisus' case, you already ate it. And now it's a question, should we say that, well, I ate the sandwich, so the eating of the sandwich should cause it roundabout Mishnayishli because I saved money in my pocket that I didn't have to buy supper tonight. But Taisus, that's not for Mishnayishli because I didn't have to buy supper anyway tonight. Yochel is honest. But over here, it's here still. Right now, I'm the owner of the wool. So right now, the Mishnayishli is among the Chavera. I should be mechuyev to go into my pocket and figure out how much this blue wool cost, take out $100 and give it to the first kohen I see. Alt Mishtar Shulan. The Tzitzis Hasdaris corrects that the chiluk with Mishtar Shulan and not Mishtar Shulan revolves around the fact that it's basically always Mishtar Shulan, except that there shouldn't be a case of a chiluk because the object's not here anymore, and now it's a migrat to the fasted, but short of that, it's Mishtar Shulan, it's a big problem. Let's be mechayev the guy, forget about paying back the guf hagizah. That's a really shitty question. Forget about Kol Mishkaz Lon Misham Kishas Ekzela. Let's pay out Mishtar Shulay. Who has this kasha? On Taisus? The Ran has this kasha. This kasha is such a powerful kasha that the Rashba on the sugya of Reisha Segez, I don't even think that Rashba is on the cover, is it right? The Rashba says, at the end of the day, Tzorch Yen Godol, on this din of what is the Gilash of Sabi Fatah, typically you should be chayim out of Mishtar, should like a Tzarchiyin God. The Rashba left it hanging at the Kasha. The Rashba, why did he even hang? Because he's going to be Pesachaisis. The Rashba was viewing the Sigi Mishtar like through the eyes of the Baliyat Taisis, and he got into a corner, and he got stuck. The Rashba didn't want to end up stuck with the Rashba. The Rashba said, no, I'm going to solve the problem. I'm going to revamp the entire Sugya of Mishtashli as a Quran for it. And I'm going to tell you that the emes of Shad Mishtashli is not at all like this. And it all starts with a different solution to that original problem. How come on one hand, the case of Rashi again, eating of the tongue sandwich, you have thought there, in terms of this case of Nato Hanelach, the Chayvay, is Chayav. Looked around, you know what the distinguishing feature between those two cases are? Very, very simple. Says the Ran. In the case of the Mazik Mada Sihuna Usha Ochlan, pin the guy down and ask him, do you want to fulfill the Heilige Mitzvah in us in the pen as well as Chayim and Keva? What's the answer? I should point of us to not. All right. You take a sledgehammer and throw it, smashing up the Mada Sihuna, taking the tongue and throwing it into the river. Or he's taking the tongue and throwing it into his mouth. He is not clowned, he says, in performing his mitzvah. Fakir, his mindset, either of Mazik Mazikun or Shalwan, is in direct contrast to what Paschim Chavish, the Nasa Makoyim, the Torah screaming out the Nasa Makoyim, and he is doing the antithesis of the Nasa Makoyim, he is Lokach Menakoyim. He is taking it away from the Goyim, he's throwing him into the river, he's Mazik, he's putting him in, making a sandwich and stuffing him down his throat, he's taken away from the Nasa Makoyim. He is Nasiya Atma Zafiran, Nasiya Atma Yitzvah, the Nasa Makoyim. Says the Ran. So the guy who must hear himself in the midst of the Nasa Nathayim, so what do you want? So he comes to Russia. Someone comes to Shemayim, and Kesh Baruch Hu was left kind of on him. The same way the Russia was kind of on him. Why doesn't he have children? Why doesn't he master? Why doesn't he have Shefer? Why don't we fulfill the midst of the Nasa Nathayim? That is absolutely key. Who's there? Nothing to do with Tashlum and Beis and Shemata. That is not a din of the Yomimus. It's not to do with Kesh Mishpot. And there's no chiyuv kiyuv after that. Mishtarshel doesn't do the present each other, doesn't do anything. Mishtarshel is chishim, mishtarshel doesn't do it, doesn't do it. So the guy who's not fulfilling the mitzvah of Manas Nuna, so he's not fulfilling, he's not doing something. Go beat him up till he does it. Go figure out how to make it, how to get him to do the mitzvah. So of course, he's not interested in doing the mitzvah. So he's not doing the Nasa Mekayim. Once he's brought Kiyah Zayim, the mitzvah of the Nasa Mekayim, there's no tishmul with the book. That's what's happening by the Nasa Hanelach. What happened with the case of Nathal Hanelach Korno? He was Makia the Mitzvah. He's a fruit guy, he's got a one white beard, he's a tail, he's got a one black coat, he wants to do all the mitzvahs properly. No one should interpret that to mean necessarily such a person doesn't do the mitzvahs to do looks like that. A guy wants to do the mitzvahs, a lot, he owes the IRS money, so the IRS is taking away his grain. So he's gotten some of a pickle now, so now the lady comes and says, hey, Rabbi, you know, why should I lose because you don't pay your taxes? What's the answer? The halacha says, wait a second, you who want to fulfill the mitzvah of Nesinas Maizet to the Levi, guess what? There's an eight to how to fulfill the mitzvah of Nesinas Maizet to the Levi. You know how you do that? Very simple. You are Mishtashalei. You are benefiting from the fact that your grain, that the Levi's grain was taken away. Something about a new Yisrael. You want to do the mitzvah of Nesinas, not the Slavia. Mali Hain, Mali Dvehid. What's the difference? Bein Yabincha, whether you give the grain to the Levi, or you give the money to the Levi. That's the Rah, that's Mishtashli. Mishtashli means the Chihai Gavna, that you're not mafkir yourself in the mitzvah. You want to do the mitzvah. We're just trying to figure out how to do it, because they got your grain away from you. Do you know how you fulfill the mitzvah? Mice is something else. And give it to the other grain to the lady. And that'll be key. You reiterate the other. You gave the value. Since you walked away, you increased your portfolio. You're richer now off the back of the lady. So if you give the value of that original payrus to the lady in the form of other payrus, you fulfill the mitzvah of Messina's mice to the lady. That's what Mishtashli means only the Chiyar Gavna. That the person was not mafkir himself in the mitzvah. Once he was mafkir himself in the mitzvah, there's nothing to talk about. It's all deals over. There's no tashlum mafkir there. Mishtashli is b'chi agav that he wasn't mafkir himself of the mitzvah. So after Ran, look, he's speaking in the law, I should solve it. The guy who's Tzavea the Giza, being Tzavea the Giza, is that closer to Mahdi Malach Kahuna, or is that closer to Noch for Hamelach Kogarno? What's the answer? It's Mahdi Malach Kahuna. He's a God woman. He's trying the favors to take away the rightful owner from the Kohen. He's trying to take away the wall. That's what he asked when Mitzvah Tessina the Kohen. Once you put yourself into that situation of he asked Mitzvah Tessina, there's nothing to give to you. You can't turn around to you later and say, pay $100. To pay $100 for the help, that's not going to be a mitzvah. Once you must see yourself in the fashion, that's what I say, it's all done. There's nothing to be massacred anymore. You don't accomplish anything for making you pay. That's not the Shtashim. Mishtashel is up the rod is a key of what? Mishtashel is a key of what? It's a key of not the Kahuna Leviya. It's only a key for the person. It's in the parasha of it. Once you're out of the parasha of the day, it's over. Once you take Shavuot, take the Rosh Hashanah, you can't push off after Rosh Hashanah. Once you're going to the Rosh Hashanah, once you're going to the Giza, it's all over. Finished. End this discussion. This is the rod's solution to the dilemma of the Pali Thesis. Rabbi said, what's the real machloikis type of the Ran? Based on the setup, the difference between the case of Eichamah and Tuna, the context of the case of the Beis HaMelech, Tosfos says they really should be the same, they really should be the Pasha Mishtashele. But if the guy wants to do the Mishnah, doesn't want to do the Mishnah, Mishtashele is across the board. You just have to figure out, is it really Mishtashele? You got to go and make the tally. And see, was I really nanim? And I thought it really wasn't worth in value based on the fact that I have somebody else's property. I made a buck off of somebody else. Did I really make that buck or not? So Tyson says, guess what? By Achili Yitaka did it. And by Nakla Melchizgurni Yitaka did. That's how Tyson analyzes where Mishtashele applies and where it doesn't apply. According to the Ran, that's not the Nakuta. It's not really important, says the Ran, whether you could eat pizza for supper or not. That's not where it's at. According to the Ran, what's with it really at? What it's really at is, are you fulfilling the mitzvah of Manas Nehuda Levi in some fashion, or are you out of the parasha of the mitzvah? If you're still in the parasha of Nesina, that's Mishtashele. If you're out of the parasha of Nesina, Mishtashele is Gorish Gehelfen. What's the real Machlokes that is in the Ran? What kind of halach is Mishtashele? This cryptic statement of the Gemara Mishtashele, is this a din in Tashlumin? This is a din in figuring out Cheshav Mishpat. Is Mishtashele a Cheshav Mishpat? Take a din. And now you just have to figure out, was I really there or was I not really there? That's one way of looking at Mishtashele. That's the type of halach of Mishtashele. Was Mishtashele have nothing to do with Cheshav Mishpat? Mishtashele is a prop in Hilchos what? The Hilchos Nesina. The prop in Hilchos Matnas Kahuna. It's a way of saying that you could still fulfill the Nasa Mekoyen, even though the original thing is not here anymore, it's taken away by the Beit Zemela, but because you're Mishtashele, you could still perform Mali Hei Mali Zmeyen. Is Mishtashele a din of Cheshav Mishpat? Is Mishtashele a din of Nesina, the Mitzvah of Nesina? Tyson's viewed it as a Cheshav Mishpat, a din, and therefore Tyson says you got to go and figure out an exact Cheshav, go to the and figure out when you met it, when you not met it. It doesn't really matter what your kavanah was, but you're in the parsha to see that. The parsha that doesn't interest us. What interests us, as Tosfos is, Tachlis, do you have more dollars and cents in your account or not? So sometimes yes, sometimes no. The Beis HaMelech can do. Case Achol Matnas Kahuna, you don't. Therefore, one place you pay, the other place you don't pay. That's how Tosfos views Mishtash Shalom. According to the Ran, your kavanah is key. The dollars and cents tables are not as important as what your kavanah is. If your kavanah is to be mafkir in the Kli Nesina, Mishtashele doesn't apply. If you're still in the parsha of Nesina, Mishtashele does apply. If I say, should we interpret this taste in the Ran in a vacuum? Does it surprise us? Such a machlokes taste in the Ran about the very essence of Mishtashele? That Mishtashele is fundamentally a din of Cheshav Mishpat, that Mishtashele is a function of Mitzvah Nesina? Or should this ring off bells in our mind? We had another machlokes taste in the Ran, which just had all not that long ago, all of yesterday. According to Tosfos, what does Norm Shem and Tosfos mean? Bina Shemayim, right? You're basically chayev. It's basically a chiyah to shlumen. You can't enforce it. According to Iran, what does Norm Shem and Tosfos mean? that Manas Gula has nothing to do with Teshuvah. Mamash Eilat Tovin, according to the Rambam, was not a Siva, what was it? But the Siman, that the nature of Manas Gula is basically a Mitzvah Sassina, it doesn't work with the guidelines of Cheshav Yeshbuk. According to Taisus, Mamash Eilat Tovin is a Cheshav Mishpatik Adin, it's a quirk, it's a Chiyat Hashmuman, just not enforceable. That's very Cheshav Mishpatik, that's very Dini Mamanis oriented. We said yesterday, at the end of the Shia, according to Taisus, Matnas Gula is basically a Chiyav and Cheshav Mishpatik. It's basically a shibud that you have with kind of lady. That's how Taisus viewed the whole concept of the Matnas Gula. It's basically Dini Mamanis. So Dini Mamanis, if you talk about the Chiyav Deizim, the Chiyav Deishamayim, the Chiyav Deishamayim, those are Cheshav Mishpatik laws that Taisus invokes. Taisus, Gazan never dreamt of talking about Chiyav Begin Matnas Gula, Begin Deishamayim. That's a ridiculous concept. According to the Rad, Matnas Gula is a mitzvah specific, it's like putting on tefillin. Either you have any cost to finish. According to the Rad, the whole essence of Matnas Gula is a mitzvah specific, the Amal, but the Taisus, the essence of Matnas Gula is basically a way to pay off this Tashlumen that the Torah imposes a tax on each Jew to support the current of the language, who might have some food of Mishnah, through Zohan, David, etc. Basically financial, according to the Rad, is basically religious. The Rabbi Yisai should have surprised us that Taisus and the Rad are now having another focus about Mishnah Shulai. Shouldn't surprise us at all. According to Taisus, the saw all of Matnas Gula through the prism of Dini Mamanis. So when the Gemara is telling us this Chiddush, it's saying, oh, there's a new concept for Mishnah Shulai. Taisus had to put Mishnah Shulai into the realm of Cheshav Mishpat. So Taisus viewed it as Cheshav Mishpat. In the Cheshav Mishpat, it doesn't matter what your kavanah is. It doesn't matter whether you want to do the mitzvah, you don't want to do the tapas, you want to do the shulman or not. But I said, "Ten, maybe the achiyu you're not dying because you were never in that. You could have gone hungry tonight. You didn't have to buy the pizza. So eating the dal sandwich was not mishnah shulay. In contrast to the duffel and melech is garno, where you talk on the ma'isa, the mitzvahs were mishnah shulay. If your money stands up, if the dal fund stands up, if your bank account, you got more money than you had before, because mishpat dictate that you have to pay for that money." That's how Tosfos view Mishnah Shulai. Very, very monetary, very, very economic tied view of Dini Matnas Gula. Tosfos view Shittosom that fundamentally Matnas Gula is a sin in Dini Mamanis. That's the moment of Tosfos of Tosfos. The two Tosfos in the Chul are Mamash and Shittosom. Tosfos is the definition of Mamash and Tosfos, and the Tosfos is the definition of Mishnah Shulai, Mamash and Luhach. Whereas the Ran is also the Shittosom. The Ran, who views Mamash and Tosfos, has another way of explaining that there's no chiv of Tashmur and Matnas Gula. Matnas Gula is pure mitzvah nesina. Ram and Shittos and says that's what Mishnah Shulai is also. Mishnah Shulai is a prat in the mitzvah. Rabbi said, yesterday Shia, today Shia, Haimha, same running mechleikis throughout the Sechus Chulin, which really is the background for his Pekzitna Lash itself in Bokar, which is mechleikis says in Iran, how do you all these Matnas Gula and Matnas Gula? Of course, who's in a much better position at this point? Ran, because Tosfos does not have a terrace for this holistic mitzvah of Tzorah problem. That's the possible method of Tzorah and Yisrael. Of course, the Tosfos Cheshbon, what should come out, the Mishnah should say, holistic mitzvah of Tzorah, Potter, Aval Chayav, Mishnah Mishnah Shalai. That's what I really should have said. Means you're really Chayav. You don't think about the object itself, but you still have to pay the difference because the Mishnah Shalai and the Mishnah Kulay and the Gemara clearly doesn't do that. The Chayav of the Baal Yatosfos is a mamish stuck. Rashford doesn't have a solution for the Baal Tosfos, and guess what? Tosfos doesn't even raise the problem. Tosfos doesn't even raise the kasha himself. That which the Ran was so bothered with the kasha that he was doing at home after the Baal Tosfos based on the kasha, Tosfos just walked right away from him. He didn't even raise the kasha. So he had got the pattern before the Rashford and the Baal Tosfos. What was they saying? The Ran's pshat is almost glatcha in from my hook. The Ran's pshat is that it's a sasina. It all depends on where you're going to kill yourself in the mitzvah, where you're not going to kill. Yes,
according to the Ran, in the fourth case of where the king stole it just because the king was paying a guy.
Right, so that's a different story. That's that. I'm not machuya to pay the king. So you can't call me that. I'm making up my loss off you. You stole me, you could have stole me also. So that's all. Only that I owed him the money he did. And then you can say, I'm benefiting from the fact that he they just might stop. He's stealing. He's stealing to fuck you also.
Yeah, according to the Ran, basically said that he didn't have Kobon and Akhir.
No, so the question is, what does that mean? So the Ran says, the Shani Yotzer's Mishtashna means that in this case, where the Kavanah was not in the Mephir, and you bring them so then you can call that a Kimu Mitzvah, Malahim, Malahim, Malahim.
I don't understand what the Mishtashna
means. Mishtashel means that the Chi HaGavma, that I'm still in the parish of giving, because I wasn't Mafti myself yet at the Mitzvah, and a big then I have the money now to give, I have the monetary equivalent of what was taken away, I can be going to the dinner, Matnas Kahuna, Matnas Mubi, by giving that money. Mali Hei Mali Zbe. That's Mishtashel. It's a whole different twist of Mishtashel.
So it's optional?
It's optional the same way that the Mitzvah is optional. It's optional in the sense that no one can kill me if I don't do it, but I'm supposed to do it. The fact that I'm going against what it says in the Chumash, so there's the Ran. The Ran says, the Torah says, Benosah, that I'm not doing Benosah.
That would be saying that because you're
in a Shinui,
therefore
the Pekka Mitzvah. Right, because once I take it for myself, Shinui means I take it for myself, I'm being Mishanah, the Torah says, I'm not supposed to take it for myself, the Torah says, I'm supposed to give it to him. I went ahead and did a Maisa Shinui, which is a Maisa Kinyan, which is Maksa or Shusi, that's the antithesis of Benosah. Maisa, one less Tekuda. Comes out according to the Ran. According to the Ran, the whole ketuah of what is picked in Lashon Tzav. Again, we're learning about the Kama Tzav. We only had to learn the whole end of Chula just to understand what's going on with the Kama Tzav properly. Hopefully, properly. According to the Ran, it comes out what is picked in Lashon Tzav. It's called this only pasuk when, but it's a key fact according to the Ran. Only if what? But this kavanah goes low. Only if I was mafkia aftim in a mitzvah. Right? If I wasn't mafkia aftim in a mitzvah, so then what's going to kick in right away? Mishtashalai. What if I goofed and made a mistake? And I got thrown in this wall with my own wall and end up turning blue. What would the Ran say? Say, you have to stay. Right? No, what did the Ran say? Ran says the only svar about mishtashalai doesn't fly is because mafkia aftim in a mitzvah. But if it happened to Mela, that's like not on Melech. And so that, I didn't mean to do anything bad. The Melech took it. I didn't do anything bad. The lawyer guy, he messed up. He threw everything into the same die together. Okay, that should be true. But who does that sound like a little bit? Is it? Is it really the Rush? Is the Ram synonymous with the Rush at all or not? Luchasha, what do they say in LA? Is it the same? The Ram and the Rush, the same thing? We started out the sugi with the Rosh and Chum, because the Rosh is there, all in the scabble goes low, and now we have the Ran also saying all in the scabble goes low. But by side, the Zerach of Mizruch and Mayruf, they have absolutely nothing to do with each other. What's the difference? By side, according to the Rosh, the way we were mivayah the Rosh yesterday, the way we explained the Rosh yesterday, what is the Rosh all? The Rush wasn't talking about Mishtar Shalai. He didn't even quote the Gemara Chulin. They have to be cool, okay. So he wasn't talking about the issue of Mishtar Shalai. The Rush was explaining the Mishnah. This is the Rush. It's so big, but the Rush, the bedroom is going to go. What did we say of Bimur in the Rush yesterday? Why is the Rush sticking to that point? Stop the Kabbalah goes low? Because who does the Rush hold like? Like the Arayim. That Shinei Klein is only a din by where? Shinei Klein is only a din by Gazela. Only different in moments. It's not a din of kosher kula. It's a different type. Different. Not the rush. The only way we can apply the klal of shini kain, which is the background for the din, which is the reason for the din, is because of makam some chavav. But this week, unless it's something part of the kosher shini kain, yeah, it only makes sense that it's happening by itself. If it happened by itself, it's not the parshat gazel. It's not gazel. It's the shini lamalav lamayir. According to the rush, if you want this kavay with gozlo and it turns blue, what do you have to do now? What do you have to do with it now? You have the wool sitting in your hand. What do you have to do with it? You have to give the wool back to the crane. Because you're not a goblin. You never meant to be a goblin. A goblin is a Mishkin goblin. So Shini wasn't excited for you. You weren't a goblin. It's not a new chayfet. The Rush never heard this people's advice about a new chayfet. So the Rush says you have to return the wool itself. Would the Ram say that? Nothing wrong. The Ram would never say such a thing. The Ram said, what? What does the Ram say? The Ram says, Shini koina? Could be Tyson's right. Could be. I don't know what the Ram holds about Shinni credit. The Ram most probably holds that Tyson is the Arayan. The Pashas Shad is that he holds it from Chayim. It's a new Chayfet. A different Chayfet. So the Vav, you don't have to return the wool. The wool is out of the Pashas. You don't have to return the wool. What is the Ram's Mechadish though? What's the Ram's Mechadish as I said? Ram's Mechadish, if it's Tavim, it goes low, then you don't even have to pay cash out of Mishtar Shalai because you're Mephiasim and it's low. If it's low, it goes low. What do you have to do? You have to pay cash for Teres what? For Teres Mishtar Shalai. It'll be a kiyum of Matnas Kahuna. As strange as that sounds, Malin Hei Malin Zmeh. It'll be a kiyum of matnas kahuna, paying the cash value of the giza. But to pay the giza, thou chav, shalom, you don't have to pay that. Shuni's going in. Shuni's going in. It's a different chayfet. You never have to pay. So the Ran and the Rush are both drawing a distinction between his kav and the gozo, and kav is below his kav and the gozo, from two totally different reasons. According to the Rush, the kav and the gozo goes below his kav and the gozo, the din and shuni's going in. According to Ran, the difference between his kav and the gozo, below his kav and the gozo, it's a pranam shtar shiva. It's nothing to do. It's a chalap. And Tosis, the chalap wasn't in the parsha of Kabbalah. Tosis is not learning the sugi mitzvah of Kabbalah. It doesn't matter what the Kabbalah is. I'm Ishtarish, like Tapa, we don't know if the answer to our questions. We're in the same boat, not so bad. Rashba's boat, we're not so bad. We don't know what the solution to the problem is. But to go in the direction of this cabin build was the wrong solution. So the end of the day, basically, what do we have? We have Machlekes Taisin Iran about Momish and Otegvin. We have Shvidish Rashi Tinimus. That's a lot of time figuring out Shvidish Rashi, trying our best at least. Then we have another machlokes based around about mishtar shalei. What are these parameters that go to mishtar shalei? And it fits in beautifully. It's mamash lishi tosim in their analysis of matnas kavuna. And now we have this other ha'ara which takes it back to the beginning of the sugya. It does not end up in effect like the rush, but not really. That they both draw a distinction between the kavuna and the gozo, but for two totally different reasons. And after Min Ladin, according to Iran, you get to keep the woolly out there now. You probably came out of the bay, you get a mitzvah, you see the pizza. To put the rush after mamash return the wall, because like the array of that shouldn't turn it on even if you're not a day closer. Just one quick article-ish.